Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A significant day for the nation and for the state of Pennsylvania yesterday. We'll start with CBS's Michael George.
Last night, President Trump signed a spending package that narrowly passed the House, ending the nation's longest shutdown. That means back to work and hopefully some relief for the hundreds of thousands of civil servants who were furloughed or forced to work without pay. But it could take some time for air travel to get back to normal, with flight restrictions still in place. CBS's Jared Hill is here now with the overnight developments. Do we have any sense of how long it'll take to get some of these government services that people rely on back up and running?
On one hand, you have some of these agencies telling folks, come on back to work today. But for other programs like SNAP, benefits could take a few days to be fully up and running. And with the government now reopened, the political blame game is just heating up.
With the stroke of the president's pen, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history has ended.
It's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
President Trump pointed blame at congressional Democrats, though CBS News polling shows Americans put the onus on both parties.
Democrats in Congress shut down the government of the United States in an attempt to extort American taxpayers for hundreds of billions of dollars.
Hours earlier, the House passed the bill to fund the government through January 30th, give federal workers back pay, and reverse shutdown-related layoffs. The measure also included 3 year-long spending bills to fund multiple programs, including SNAP. 6 Democrats crossed party lines to vote yes. 2 Republicans voted no.
All this was utterly pointless and foolish.
House Speaker Mike Johnson hasn't committed to a vote to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, the Democratic sticking point. House Democrats say they'll keep fighting.
We believe as Democrats that health care has to be a right, and a right that's affordable and available to every single American in the United States.
With the shutdown ended, federal workers could start getting back pay within days, but it could still take some time for full food aid to be restored for 42 million Americans receiving SNAP benefits. Meanwhile, at the nation's airports, flight disruptions are expected to extend into the weekend.
The FAA is keeping flight reductions at 6% at 40 major airports. Just how long are these delays and cancellations going to last?
I wish I had a better answer, but it's not really clear right now on exactly when they're going to get the go-ahead to ramp things up to full schedule. While the transportation secretary says air traffic controllers are coming back to work with that promise of pay as well as back pay, he says the FAA's safety team is watching staffing trends before making a decision on airport flight capacity. Now, if we're reading tea leaves, Delta did put out a statement saying it's looking forward to, quote, full capacity over the next few days. But industry analysts are also noting that there could be days worth of residual effects from the shutdown related reconfiguration that's been going on. Again, we'll have to wait and see, but there could be a bit more of a domino effect down the road.
CBS's Jared Hill. So we'll see how long it takes to unwind the air traffic. That's for many people who are traveling for the Thanksgiving holidays, hoping that between here and there, that'll get back to normal.
And for federal workers, we were told yesterday that some could be reporting back to work as soon as today. Interestingly, a friend of mine who is a federal government employee for the IRS, no, Social Security, I'm sorry, decided that during this shutdown, he was one of the essential employees that was being asked to work, but decided to take a couple of days off. Guess when? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they're returning to Pittsburgh just now, so he's delighted to be going back to work.
I'm sure.
And getting paid for it.
Especially with the holidays coming and a lot of people relying on a lot of the benefits. So what happens to SNAP? As you heard in the report, it may take days, and that's good because when they were going to partially fund it before the shutdown ended, it could have taken weeks and months, which was ludicrous.
And there's a headline this morning that caught my attention on the KDK TV website concerning SNAP. It said most SNAP recipients in Pennsylvania have not received November benefits.
All right.
Most. So we've changed that from some to have to most haven't.
Okay. So if you haven't, you can anticipate there are 46 million Americans who rely on some level of SNAP benefits, 2 million here in the state. Some did get their funding last Friday.
Yeah, specifically, a state official said about $70 million was distributed for SNAP before the Supreme Court put that pause on payments late Friday. And that $70 million amounts to about 20% of what they usually send out. So one in five people got the SNAP benefits before the pause came from the Supreme Court. All of this is moot now, but still there's people who've been going for, what, the better part of 2 weeks without any SNAP benefits.
That said, what are the odds that the state budget impasse would end within hours of the federal government?
I mean, what a parlay bet that would be on FanDuel, right?
Would have saved, right, 130 days and then officially 43 days, 44, right? 41, yeah. 2, 3. Yeah, 43 days ended yesterday for the federal government. So, and where do we go from here? What's next? I mean, we've been in this basic holding pattern here for months. And now where do we go next?
I know we feel good about this today because these two problems have been solved, but on another level, I'm still concerned about the dysfunction of our government, both at the state and national level.
Amen. Ancient Confucius saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So they stepped, and then they may step in it. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news, weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand. The yellow van. I'm looking out into the newsroom. I see our colleague has returned from his Paul McCartney hiatus. Pat Septak, who was inspired by 83-year-old Sir Paul, who played nonstop for 2 hours and 40 minutes on Tuesday night at PPG Paint, sellout crowd. And then last night, the Jonas Brothers and our producer, Aaron Ferragonia, was right there in the mosh pit with another sellout crowd.
What's the energy level like for you this morning, Aaron? Are you doing okay?
Paul, you know, it's dangerous because I'm on a delirium. I'm up there because I just took a nap. Honestly, I didn't get any REM sleep. So
you mean during the first hour of the show or
about 5 hours ago?
Yeah, well, when you go and see a good show like that, it does energize you. And you'll be okay. We'll get you through the show, but then you're gonna be nighty noodles before you know it.
Indeed.
All right, I got some good stuff this morning. In our odd news, a collection of odd news. The Washington Post analyzed 47,000 ChatGPT conversations, and here's what they're saying that we're using it for. About a third of all chats were looking for a particular answer to a question, like best hair removal product or analyzing a text fight with their spouse. 13% were just discussing life. 20% were questions about coding and math homework. And the rest were just lazy people who wanted to summarize articles and reports so they didn't have to read the whole thing. That's how they describe lazy people.
So basically, it's turned into Cliff Notes.
Yeah, actually, that's good, Paul.
Yeah, and a lot of people are doing that instead of the traditional Google searches. They're just asking their whatever artificial intelligence support app they have questions all the time. We do it now. But you have to understand that not everything you see or read is real. That's the caveat. The other story I wanted to share was, according to food experts, the most dangerous food on your Thanksgiving table is the star of the show.
You said the most dangerous?
Dangerous.
What?
Not like the turkey's going to get up and run if it isn't well done.
I mean, one example is that people who try to deep fry their turkeys and wind up setting their garages on fire, for example.
Yeah, good point.
That's part of it. But what they're saying is...
And then some people probably undercook, right?
Yeah, mistakes being made when thawing, stuffing, and cooking, it can lead to food poisoning. Especially when we're talking about people who only make a turkey once a year and don't go, you know, after the football game, they kind of leave it sitting out. The longer the bird sits on the table, even if it's perfectly cooked, becomes riskier to eat if it's out too long. I actually like leftover turkey.
Yeah, it's great. But, you know, if you leave it out to room temperature, it promotes the growth of bacteria.
Oof.
And the best thing you can do with freshly cooked food that you're not eating is get it into the fridge. Some people say, oh, leave that out on the counter until it cools down. No, put it right in the fridge.
The best thing you can do is really be fed with a slingshot where you don't know what the hell you're getting.
Hey, do you guys let your Thanksgiving food items touch on your plate? Or do you not like the gravy?
Oh, I'm a big advocate. I want those little trays with the little compartments.
Separate.
Yep.
What about you, Larry?
I'm with you, Paul. I'm not a big food toucher or mixer-upper.
Yeah, I don't want cranberry sauce getting into
the
mashed potato area at all. Yeah.
You're right. I think there are certain food items that I'm okay with touching. So like macaroni and cheese with sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes and stuffing. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, maybe not.
One of the things I do like about Thanksgiving leftovers is, especially after several hours after you've been watching football after the meal, right? Then you can go back to the kitchen and grab a dinner roll and construct a quick little turkey sandwich.
Yes.
What I used to like as a kid, I have three brothers and my sister Nancy is Grandma Richard would come.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Over it, she'd be having a few Iron Cities along with a few Marlboros, and then after dinner she'd be sleeping in the chair, and then you'd just put stuff in her mouth. That was so much fun.
Wow.
Wow, right, yeah, he took us
there.
Well,
that's more than I ever knew that was, well, sting about your clan. Usually you're telling on your wife's clan.
Oh, yeah, well, we all have our things. I mean, here's the great thing about Grandma Richard for me is there's an unconditional love between grandparents and grandchildren.
Ain't
it skips
true?
The people in between.
Exactly right.
My grandmother could have done anything, and I'd still love her like crazy and back at you. You know, you felt that. It was real. It was palpable.
Even
as
my experience, yep.
So you couldn't wait to see Grandma, and then she'd just say, hey, get me an iron. Such a wonderful childhood memory, Thanksgiving. And one other story. The last penny was made yesterday. President Trump ordered the Treasury Department in February, stop minting pennies. Pennies cost more to make than they're worth. And so...
how much more?
I don't know exactly. Each penny cost 3.69 cents to make. I'm glad you asked. I happen to have that.
Jeez,
thanks
what a
to
wasteful
ChatGPT.
Yeah, wasteful deal, huh?
Typical government stuff where you're... making pennies that cost almost four times what they're worth. So no more pennies made. And remember, Giant Eagle just had that big penny drive because they're still in circulation. They're still obviously real money. We're just not getting any new ones. So there you go. The day after the government shutdown ends officially, and some workers may be going back as early as today, but there are many residual effects. One of those is air travel, and we have a number of questions for Executive Director of the Westmoreland County Airport Authority, Gabe Monzo. Gabe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
First of all, congratulations. I found out that your board unanimously voted to name the airport's public safety building in honor of you, who joined that fire department in 1975, 50 years. So bravo to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry. It was a great honor. It was fantastic that they did something like that. Public safety was my life. It still is. And I just can't, you know, put my name on a building. I didn't think that would happen until I was long gone, and if at all. And it was a great honor. It really was.
Yeah. So how long are you going to stay with it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm still kicking. I went through the liver transplant about 8 years ago, and I'm feeling good. Keep as long as I'm above the grass and have something to say about it, public safety and airports and that type of stuff, I'll keep doing it.
Well, it's nice to be appreciated, especially by your own community. So, again, that's tremendous honor for you, and I appreciate you using your experience to continue to help. So let's talk about where we are with air travel with regional airports first, and we'll get to the expansion project in a minute. But as of today, based on what's transpired with these FAA cutbacks on travel, how is Arnold Palmer Airport doing?
Yeah, we suffered through some slowdowns as far as scheduling is concerned. No cancellations, just some slowdowns. Nothing as huge as the bigger airports have been encountered. But, it affects the whole system. We're flying into Orlando, and Orlando definitely had some issues. But, I think it'll recover quickly. I think the idea that the air traffic controllers are back in their seats and doing what they do so well. I'm thinking maybe by mid next week we should be back to normal and get, just your normal slowdowns, just like always,
Just in time for the heavy travel season with Thanksgiving, just 2 weeks from today, right?
Oh, yeah. And, it's nice, especially for our region, that Pittsburgh's opening its terminal. That's going to be a great, great addition to the air system overall. And, I think our people from our area from the tri-state area really have a jewel, and we'll all use it. That's for sure.
We're going to be broadcasting from the new airport Tuesday morning, so I'm anxious to see the finished product in the transition. So if you're around, come down and see us. We're going to be at Cafe Conmigo, which is a local coffee shop right in the heart of the new airport there. Meanwhile, you're trying to expand your own airport with a $28 million project that you're in the midst of. So you weren't able to get funding in this shutdown period between the federal government and the state. Do you still need that $2.9 million loan as a bridge?
Yeah, you know, what we'd like to do, Larry, is just have that as a what if. You know, things have been tumultuous as far as funding is concerned, and we have so many different areas that we, for this project, that we got money from, you know, from the state, from the federal, from local, and, you know, it just makes good business. Some of the grants that we had in place were a little bit slower than we anticipated, just, you know, because people weren't working. And it's just good business to have that available to us. And we'll use the funds that are already keyed to that project to pay that loan back immediately. So we're anticipating, we only think it's going to be a 6-month period that we need that bridge, but we got it for a year just in case.
And
that's good business.
When do you anticipate the expansion project to be completed?
27. Sometime in 27. There's three phases. First phase will be done in spring of next year. And as far as the terminal is concerned, it'll be usable. We made some provisions to move people back and forth in the new hold area. So that portion should be done late spring, early summer.
And while I got you planning another air show?
Not yet. We haven't heard back from one of the things that happened when the federal government shut down, so did the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. So that was, you know, that put the slowdown to everything. We're hoping they pick up the pace here in December. The air show convention's early December, and that's usually when we hear. We hope that they have enough time to get their schedules in order and get things taken care of.
Well, that's so always a jewel.
Stand by for that news.
All right. You let us know first, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're always my first phone call. So, yeah, Larry, it's a good thing, and I think we're off to the races now. I think, you know, with both the state coming back and the feds coming back, I think we're ready to rock and roll now.
All right, I want to come out to the Gabe Monzo Public Safety Building sometime soon. So, Gabe, thanks for your 50 years of service, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Larry. I really appreciate it. It's quite the honor. Thanks a lot.
You got it, my man. Gabe Monzo, Executive Director of the Westmoreland County Airport Authority at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. Pretty comprehensive update on what's going on.
Last night, a bill to reopen the government and continue to blame Democrats for the shutdown.
This cost the country $1.5 trillion, this little excursion that they took us on. Republicans never wanted a shutdown and voted 15 times for a clean continuation of funding.
Okay. That's all I have to say about that. Yep. I mean, I would have used the moment to try to unite the group to get the next budget. This is only good through the end of January. So this isn't a panacea of everything's going to be good for the next 3.5 years.
Please, let's not do this again around that time, huh?
Yes.
And yesterday afternoon, Governor Josh Shapiro signed the long overdue state budget into law. The governor said negotiations recently intensified.
Our conversations, I think it was last week or maybe 10 days ago, where we were doing two-a-days. It was like Eagles or Steelers training camp, and we were doing two-a-days.
Two-a-days. Good. Why did it take 130 days to get it done? We're going to ask State Senator Kim Ward, who's going to join us after the news at the top of the hour with Mr. Paul.
Okay. And Pirate star Paul Skeens was named National League Cy Young Award winner last night, and he was asked what he's aiming for next season.
Give up less runs, throw more innings, strike more guys out, walk less guys. There's always better. Bob Gibson had like a 1.12 ERA in whatever year that was. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you're pretty cool, Paul.
1.1, right? I mean, jeez. Bob Gibson, you know, at the very top of the pyramid with guys like Nolan Ryan and Sandy Koufax, and he's shooting for that. He had a 1.97 this year for the ERA. That was the lowest in Major League Baseball.
And the only other Cy Young winners in Pirates history were what? Doug Drabeck and Vernon Law?
You got it.
How about this? My takeaway from Paul Skeens, because there's rumors that he's wanting to go to the Yankees or every other team in baseball would love to have him, no doubt. But he said, quote, "My goal is to win with the Pirates." So, Bob Nutting, do something. Before you know it, pitchers and catchers are going to report to Bradenton. And I love that he said that. Now, whether he leaves tomorrow is a different story. But the fact that he made that statement, he wants to win with the Pirates. Amen. Thank you, Paul. And thank you, Paul.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.